Welcome to Shomar Shavah Nadav, Shir sponsored by Nishmas Haim Yaakov Shalom Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Kiddushin Daf Yutes. The Gemara in Amud Beis brings the concept of Kol HaMatne Al MaSheKosu BaToiro Tnoi Bato. Someone does a condition against the Toiro, the condition is canceled. In the Rishonim and the Achronim, there's a Richus of what's the reason that Tnai Al MaSheKosu BaToiro Tnoi Bato. The Toizos in Ksuvis tells us that the reason Kol HaMatne Al MaSheKosu BaToiro Tnoi Bato is because Eino Doime L'Tnai B'nei Gad U'B'nei Reuven, meaning this whole idea of conditions, of Tnoim, you learn from B'nei Gad U'B'nei Reuven. Whatever they brought to the world, you have a Tnai. If you don't have the Tnai that fits the criteria of B'nei Gad U'B'nei Reuven, a Tnai doesn't work. Because the idea of a Tnai is that a person is doing something, but he's conditioning it. The fact that you could condition something, you could take something and put it in and say this will happen, but in a certain way, not in a different way. So that is the idea of Tnoim. And the idea of Tnoim has to be learned from Bnei Gad U'Bnei Reuven. And if it doesn't fit Bnei Gad U'Bnei Reuven, so then Tnai doesn't work. In Bnei Gad U'Bnei Reuven, the Tnoim did not go against the Torah. So if so, any Tnai against the Torah does not work. Now, Oymek Adavar, I want to explain it based on what I heard once. And this will give us a little bit of a taste in general of Tnai Bnei Gad U'Bnei Reuven. And the idea is like this. We find that Bnei Gad U'Bnei Reuven had another thing. Bnei Gad U'Bnei Reuven, the same parasha, they wanted to stay in Ever HaYarden. Chazal tell us, Rashi brings it in Chumash, that they wanted to stay in Ever HaYarden because that's where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried. It's brought down in Chazal and Sefer HaZoyar that Moshe Rabbeinu is buried in Ever HaYarden because Dor HaMidbar were not Zoyche to go into Eretz Yisrael. Because Bohu told Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to stay out there in the Midbar, and then you will bring them back to Eretz Yisrael, Lo Asid Lovay. So meaning, this idea of Bnei Gad U'Bnei Reuven is that they add things that are not part of the main Mahalach of Torah. The main Mahalach as Am Yisrael lives in Eretz Yisrael. They want to add more. They want to add an extension to Eretz Yisrael. They want to add Ever HaYarden. The main Mahalach is their Midbar does not go into Eretz Yisrael. But Moshe Rabbeinu stays out to bring them in. Bnei Gad U'Bnei Reuven want to join that. They want to join on all the extensions, all the things which are superfluous. They add it to the Torah, more things that don't exist. That's the idea why you learn from Bnei Gad U'Bnei Reuven, the idea of Tnoim. Because what is a Tnai? You have words that are clear words. You have words that are not words. But to come and have a word which is conditioned, meaning it could happen, it cannot happen, you want to add another type of Dibur, another thing which is not part of the Ikar Dibur, that you need. That's what Bnei Gad U'Bnei Reuven come to introduce to the world. You could have something which is not really there. It's there on a condition. You're adding new things. You're adding more things. You're bringing in things that don't really are not part of the Ikar Torah, Ikar Diburim, or Diburim which are conditioned that they come, but they come only in a certain way. The Shloz Merames, the Tanai Bnei Gad U'Bnei Reuven, is the idea of tshuva. Because what does tshuva mean? A person did something which is wrong, meaning it's not part of Torah. But by a day tshuva, you could come and add that back to Torah. You know, a person does a full tshuva me'avo, he turns zdoinos into zchuyos. He turns an aveir into a mitzvah. So you take something which is not Torah, but you extend it to something which and bring it part of Torah. So in Mele, the whole idea of Bnei Gad U'Bnei Reuven is to take the Ikar Torah and to be able to add to it things which you would think are not part of Torah, not part of the main mahalach, and add them as well. So Mimele, that's exactly the point of Bnei Gad U'Bnei Reuven. They can add more things, but they cannot subtract from the main thing. This is probably part of what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Bnei Gad U'Bnei Reuven, the Musar is giving them. He thought that Bnei Gad U'Bnei Reuven will shed out their obligation to come and fight the war with Am Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, you're going to stay in Ever HaYarden and you're going to remove your responsibilities? So Bnei Gad U'Bnei Reuven say, no, whatever we're responsible, we'll do. We just want to add more to what we have. We want to take what exists and give more to it. And that's the idea of the Gemara, that Matna HaMashakosu BaTorah Tnoi Bato. A Tnai can subtract, can reduce something that you already are obligated. A Tnai can add new things that are not part of the Ikar Torah. But to remove something which is already there, that you cannot do. If a person is already obligated in a Torah to do a Tnai and to go against it, that Bnei Gad U'Bnei Reuven did not introduce. They only introduced additional things, not removing things. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.